we would highlight some of our favorite kind of new technology items that came out of the show, because there are literally thousands of exhibitors, mm-hmm. I guess, and pretty much like anything and everything you can think of is right. there. So we weeded through a lot of announcements. We spent quite a few chunks of time just looking up what we thought was kind of the most interesting and intriguing for health and fitness specifically.
Right. Yep.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning in each week. We really would appreciate it if you check out our Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page.
Yes.
We've got some exclusive content up there, so go check that out. And also, once again, as we always say, iTunes, give us that rating review. 5 stars only. If you don't want to give us 5 stars, then no ratings review.
Wow. I'm just kidding. Pretty harsh.
We've got 5 stars so far, so we're going to keep that rolling. All right, so first things first, we want to go into our training recap, because I know you actually have something. You got back on a certain piece of equipment.
I really just stealing my thunder here, buddy.
What? I didn't even say it. Nobody knows.
Like rejoining the training world after some time off, I got back on the Peloton. I literally got back on the bike.
Well, that's exciting. I know you've been wanting to do that for a while, and we finally carved out some time where I could grab Ella and you can get on the bike.
Actually, yeah.
I think she was sleeping, so.
Yeah, she was napping during that time period, but I was able to take a shower and everything afterwards because I got very sweaty. But it was pretty amazing in terms of just being able to get some kind of activity back in my life, and not just activity, but like high intensity, just get dirty, messy, dirty, like workout kind of thing. So
yeah.
I'm a fan of that kind of workout myself.
And you also got to rock some new workout gear, right?
Yes, I used
my clothes, I guess I would say.
I think you call them superhero.
Yes,
outfits.
They look very superhero-esque, I think. very Marvel-esque. And where are those from?
Those are from Fabletics. I've been a member of Fabletics for a long time, which doesn't actually cost you anything. You just have to remember to opt out each month if you don't want to buy something. Otherwise, they, credit your account.
I.e. charge you?
Yeah, otherwise they charge you money. It's been like at least 2.5 years. Like basically when they started emerging, I was like one of their first the first round. But I really like their stuff. It's good quality, and if you're a member, you save a bunch of money. So in the show notes, I'll just include my little referral link for anybody that's curious. And wants to check them out, because I really do like their workout gear. And for the ladies, I actually think they have guy stuff now too.
Okay.
But for the ladies, there's some very gym to work or yoga class to going out, very transferable styles.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
So it's actually serves more than just fitness. Although I think I'd need to put a shirt on with my workout clothes I wore this weekend.
Like I said, you look like you were going to fight crime.
In my pink two-piece, my pink outfit, I look like a crime fighter.
Now, how does that, everybody's heard of Lou. I see now that Fabletics has the storefront in the mall near our house.
Yeah.
So it must be getting a little bit bigger. Is it rivaling other big kind of apparel? Apparel companies, you think?
I mean, I think Athletica and Lululemon. I think Lululemon hit some snags in their kind of their business over the years. They just got some major dings to their reputation due to really faulty manufacturing and just some unfortunate incidents.
Like what?
I don't know. See-through pants?
Yeah.
Let's start there.
I guess it's unfortunate depending on who you ask.
I'm pretty sure it's unfortunate for everybody in some capacity.
That's true. It could be.
I mean, ladies behind another lady in yoga, that's just unfortunate. But we won't get into that.
Yeah. Keep it PG.
Yes, keep it PG here, folks. But I do think they are expanding more into, like, brick-and-mortar, actual, real-life, physical stores in some of the more, like, upscale sort of malls. So we have one here in Tampa at the International Mall. But I don't know how that works with, like, member prices versus retail prices, because I think, like, the member price for the outfit that I had, it was like 50% or something. I mean, it was a significant amount of money that I saved by being a member. I think if you pay full price and you're looking at, you know, something that's not too much less money than Lululemon, who is kind of the really expensive.
Well, cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I know Athletic, I believe, is like under the Gap and Old Navy umbrella and all that stuff.
Yeah, so they're a little bit more affordable. I feel like, you know, you can pretty much break into that at a lower price point and get yourself some decent quality workout gear. I've had some of my Fabletics stuff, like I said, for like 2 or 3 years, and it's holding up really well. Nice. Just like my Lululemon, which, you know, back in the day, Lululemon, I haven't bought any stuff recently. Their clothes last for ages. So
that's good.
We'll give them that.
Yes. So my training recap doesn't include any fitness apparel, I guess, info. But
No fashion recommendations.
Back to it at Tampa Strength with the clients. Kind of incorporating more TRX suspension training into our workouts. As you guys heard last week, I went to a training course recently. So I am definitely adding more exercises, more kind of the programming I learned there to my clients' workouts. And I thought about it last week after we kind of shut down the mics. I was like, oh, maybe I should have shared like a tip or something, like, for people out there who maybe go, you know, have a gym membership and see the TRX suspension bands hanging up there, but they're really kind of not quite sure how to use them. Obviously, YouTube is a great asset for you to go on. There's a lot of great trainers on there and some certified TRX trainers that put up videos for give you some great demonstrations. But I learned six sins, or kind of transgressions, that you should never do when you're using the TRX suspension trainers. And I figured I'd share it with you guys, so maybe when you go to the gym next time, you won't be so, afraid or fearful of the TRX suspension band. So the six sins are starting wrong. So starting in the wrong position, a good example of this is like if you do a chest press, kind of like if you were doing a push-up on the ground, but you're using the suspension bands, you actually go to the bottom of the chest press, or like the bottom of the push-up position. So you go to the end of the concentric motion, what they call finding the end range, then you start your reps from there. So that's the number one sin. Number two sin is don't stop. So you're not, they don't want you to, if you have a 30-second round or 10 rep set, you shouldn't be stopping at rep number 5 or, you know, 15 seconds in. You should be able to, you know, start the exercise and complete it completely. So if you have to regress or progress depending on your fitness level, you got to do that inside the interval or set. Number three, sagging. This is for your body. Your body shouldn't sag. So if you're doing a nice strong plank and you're doing a upright row, your body should be always nice and, like, basically in a plank formation. Like, you don't want to have sagging at the hips.
Alignment.
Exactly, alignment. Thank you. Number four is no slacking of the strap. So you don't want to be able to just, like, you want to have constant tension on the strap whenever you're using it. Depending on, doesn't matter what workout you're doing, that strap should be tight. If somebody came down and pulled down on it, should have tension on it all the time. All right? We're almost through. Number five, no sawing. This is one thing a lot of people do, especially when they get their feet into the handles. People, like, pull back and forth almost like they're using like cable rows, like, and they can't get the balance. So what you got to do, you got to really even out your balance and give an even distribution of your weight. It has to do a lot with technique and also taking your time throughout the exercise, not trying to run through it as quick as possible. And finally, no scraping. So this one with scraping, it's a little more hard to describe, but if you've ever done a chest press on the TRX band, the bands come up by kind of above your shoulders. So a lot of people, if their hands are too close together, the straps will come and scrape on the top of their shoulders as they complete the chest press. So what you have to do is you have to have proper hand alignment. So either your hands are more outside of your shoulders, away from your chest, and then you press that way so the bands aren't going to be scraping along your ears or your shoulders while you complete the exercise. So those are some of the six sins that you're supposed to kind of make sure you pay attention to whenever you're completing a TRX exercise. So I wanted to share that with you guys just so you guys get a little bit more information and feel a little more confident when you go to the gym and you use the TRX. Like I said, check out YouTube. There's a lot of great examples of or demonstrations for exercises on there. So other than that, boom, I've just been, you know, working out at Tampa Strength, working out at Tidal, and going to clients' house and keep working. So that's the training recap for this week. Before we get into the main topic of this week's podcast, we're going to tell you guys about our awesome sponsors. Do you like coffee? Of course you do, which is why I'm excited to tell you about our sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange. The Hemp Coffee Exchange produces a super coffee blend that is nutritionally superior and tastes better than anything you'll get in the grocery store. Head to hempcoffeeexchange.com, read up about their products, and use the code ATF at checkout to get 20% off your order. Once again, use ATF at checkout to get 20% off your order at hempcoffeeexchange.com.
So one of the topics that I've been keeping an eye on, and it's probably because I actually used to be a big part of my job when I first started out in my career, was working with a trade show, and my clients would go to this trade show and I would have to get them like media interviews. That trade show is called CES, and CES, for those who are not now familiar with this huge consumer show, stands for Consumer Electronics Show. So this is basically, it used to be a real like industry tech kind of geeky event where, you know, just industry folks would go. This was not the regular person, but
still pretty geeky.
Shut your face. Hey. Technology is life.
All right.
So yes, and that is exactly why it's gotten so big and so popular among consumers, not just like media and buyers and things like that. This show used to dictate the electronic trends that you would see in stores. So it still does, but now you can buy so many places like online. That's why consumers buy tickets for the show. I mean, it's like a big damn deal. So it's in Vegas every year at the Sands, and we decided that we would highlight, since the show just wrapped up last week, we would highlight some of our favorite kind of new technology items that came out of the show, because there are literally thousands of exhibitors, mm-hmm. I guess, and pretty much like anything and everything you can think of is right there. So we weeded through a lot of announcements. We spent quite a few chunks of time just looking up what we thought was kind of the most interesting and intriguing for health and fitness specifically.
Right. Yep.
So obviously we are addicted to fitness. That's how we are looking at it. So we're going to give you four categories of products, and we have one or two products in each category that we thought were real standouts. And, you know, if money weren't an object, we'd probably be running out and getting ourselves.
Right. Yep. So I know Shannon told me about this, and I think I've heard about it, but obviously I wasn't as knowledgeable as Shannon. So I was like, oh, is that really that important? And then I looked at some of the things that came out of this, and you can kind of see where a lot of the, especially fitness-wise and gadgets, like, it all came from this location. So you can kind of see the progression of how all that stuff, where it came from. So obviously this is kind of a big deal. And I mean, everything's like...
big damn deal.
Especially in fitness, is moving towards being more kind of connected.
Got wearable technology. Know, exactly. You've got, you know, integrated technology. You got smart technology.
Yep. So we got four categories, and I'm going to let Shannon do the first one. Yes?
All right. Good. So we mentioned this, actually, this topic or category in a recent podcast episode. It was one of our trends for 2018. So, maybe we were right, because there was a whole category of self-care technology. So what exactly is the self-care technology we thought was so standout? Well, one of them, if you are a person who enjoys yourself some facials, so you know, of course, definitely talking to all the guys out there. It just made some very funny sounds and some faces. There's actually a really cool gadget. It's called Foreo, and Foreo is a beauty brand. It's been in the beauty industry for ages. But there's all these new, like, technology type gadgets that focus around masks for your face, like facial masks, and are used to either amplify or to apply, like, these facial masks. So you spend hundreds of dollars going and getting facials. Part of a self-care routine, this may sound like frivolous kind of excess stuff, but this is important self-care, actually. You know, taking care of your skin and really being smart about it. Hello, mister. I don't like to wear moisturizer ever.
Negative.
Yep. This Foreo brand came out with a new UFO device, and it looks like this little round, it actually looks like a Bluetooth speaker. It fits in the palm of your hand, and it's just like a little round, almost like an egg shape, but not quite. It really does look like a Bluetooth speaker. And it is, I guess it, like, actually sort
it's like
of
a hockey puck flies.
Yeah, it's like a lot. It's like a hockey puck. There we go. There's something we can all get on board with.
I was trying to think. So what does that look like? All
right. But it is a way to apply and treat your skin. So you can actually put one of these masks right on this little gadget, and then you smooth it over your skin, so your face or whatnot, and it uses heat therapy, cryotherapy, like vibrations and light therapy. So it has all these different capabilities. And it's going to use a variety of these settings based on the different mask that you get. There's of course an app for that, that goes with this. And you can basically get a professional, 90-minute facial within 90 seconds, 30 seconds. And it sounds pretty darn cool. I mean, again, I think it's something that probably is going to fit to the audience who likes doing facials. But if you're forking over $150 or $115 for a quality facial, maybe investing in one of these little babies isn't a bad option. And it's an important part of taking care of yourself. So I think it sounds like a pretty cool investment. I mean, a lot of people got those. Even we have one of those, the exfoliator type brushes, that like vibrate. I'm just spaced on the name. But we gave into that, and we got one of those. But this is more just for the application and treatment for facial masks kind of thing.
So it kind of, does it auto-program that it, like, so it knows
how?
It goes
with, like, you have a mask, and then, like, you put the mask on one part of this little disc, and then you program it in your phone, I guess, based on the app, that all the settings are existing with the corresponding mask that you're using.
Right. Okay.
So you have to just select the correct mask, and then it gives you the proper, basically, protocol to this little machine, and it uses, like, the right combination of red light and green light and cryotherapy and vibrations and things like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool. And, I mean, I think they said that the price point for, like, the one that can do all of the functions is, like, $279. But there's also a smaller one that just doesn't do the cooling, the cryo aspect, for $179. So, I mean, I think that those exfoliator brushes, they range from, like, $100 to $200 themselves. And again, it's like a facial at home that you're buying to use multiple times. So, I mean, it's kind of worth it. That might be on my Christmas list for next year. I'm just saying. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. There was another product that – there was actually a couple other things, but we're not going to go into deep detail. There was a sauna that I saw in a CES video because, yes, I've even watched the CES, like, recap videos.
You're pretty into it.
I'm that nerdy. Nick, don't make fun of me, okay?
No, you're
this
right.
is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's rolling his eyes.
I am not. How
He's
dare you?
Rolling some eyes. But I thought this one actually sounded interesting for you as well. It's called the Olfinity System.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses a Bluetooth connection to an app. And it gives you remote access of your home ecosystem. And it allows you to monitor your air quality, track air purification, and program aromatherapy sessions.
I like that.
And then it even gives you, like, air quality history reports and everything. So, I mean, I think this pairs with some other technology. They have, like, a specific air purifier that goes with these Olfinity products. They've got, like, a series of products, actually. And they exceed all of the safety standards set by the WHO. The World Health Organization.
Yeah.
And it actually sounds pretty darn cool. The aromatherapy diffuser actually creates, like, a controlled session with purified air that lasts, like, up to 20 minutes. So, I mean, you could just do, like, an intense aromatherapy session. But this is just sort of another aspect of that self-care that I really think is important. You know, we may not consider air quality to be super important, but has anyone ever looked at an AC filter? Like, seriously, if you haven't, go look at it, because you're going to pee your pants when you see what that
Hopefully
thing looks like.
Hopefully you're replacing yours every couple months.
Well, if you live in an apartment, then
yeah,
it might not be, like, top of your mind to do that. If you live in a house, then you probably have to do it all yourself. But those things are black when you pull them out. They go in white and they come out very dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just one filter. So, I mean, it's not getting nearly as much that is actually going around in your home. So air quality is a big issue. And
right.
it drastically, you know, impacts your health. So humidifiers and... you're seeing even, like, hotel rooms come out with this kind of technology now because they're finding it so much more important to a quality rest. And so I just, you know, this is a pretty cool one. I thought that was a nifty little set of products. It's a big one. This isn't, like I said, if this was money is no object.
That's true. You did say that.
The Olfinity will be available for purchase this summer, actually, and it's going to start somewhere in the $1,200 price range. So I think it's probably a bit more on the expensive side.
Uh-huh.
But if you can swing it and you can, you know, rock this, then perfect. Wonderful. Awesome. But I guess it comes with, like, several pieces. It comes with an air purifier, air monitor, and, like, a diffuser.
Gotcha. Well, I was looking through some stuff, Shannon did the self-care category, and I saw, like, kind of more fitness category. You know, we're using apparel or technology to be used for during workouts. And one thing that I thought was probably the coolest thing I found was these Halo Neuroscience Sport headphones. So apparently you wear these headphones during your workout, and not only do they play music, but apparently they send out, let me see, I'm going to be the exact kind of, their exact function. They work by sending out electrical signals into the brain's motor cortex, which is part of the brain's, which is the part of the brain responsible for movement in the body. Basically what it does is that it helps you to learn proper movements faster. So in essence, if you're trying to do a exercise, a specific exercise, say you're doing it maybe for rehab, or if you're doing it for a sport-specific exercise, or you're just trying to do a certain lift in the gym, these headphones actually transmit a certain type of electrical current, not current, electrical signal, that actually helps your brain learn the movement faster.
That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. So
that's,
and
like, that's next.
When I heard about this, I was like, I mean, who's using this? This sounds like a little bit far out there, but apparently professional teams like the Golden State Warriors, the San Francisco Giants, the U.S. ski team, and even U.S. Navy SEALs have used Halo to train more efficiently. So it seems like it's the real deal. That's insane. Professional teams, Olympic teams, and the U.S. military, the highest level of the U.S. military.
They're probably getting that stuff a little bit earlier than us regular people.
Right, obviously. Like you said, Shannon, that this is kind of finally, these things have probably been around for a while, but now they're just coming available to consumers, the everyday general public.
Yep.
So I tried to search around. I couldn't really find a price point for these. I'm going to try one more time to see if I can find that. But that was, I thought was really cool. So this is kind of like,
awesome.
They call them wearables, you know.
It's wearable technology.
Right. So, and there's other category that's a little broader category. Oh, said headset is available for $749 right now. So, bit pricey, but under a grand, which is surprising.
If you are, like, seriously training for something, though, if you are an athlete, or if you are, like, going to, I don't know, train for, like, a marathon, or you're trying to get into the CrossFit games or something like that, I mean, that sounds like a really interesting optimizer.
Yeah. I'd love to know more about that.
Really cool.
Strengthens the connection between your brain and your muscles. Very interesting. All right, so another kind of fitness-related wearable that I thought was cool that we found was the Garmin Forerunner 645 Music. So apparently, it's interesting that the watches, kind of the fitness watches or the tracker watches, they've not really been kind of conducive to holding music, apparently.
Right.
So apparently this is one of the first, foremost, and kind of has the biggest storage for a watch that could also store music. And I haven't gone too much into it, but I imagine that now that there's wireless headphone technology with watches and fitness watches, I guess, I'm sure that, you know, they can just be playing the music through the wireless headphones. I'm not quite sure if the Garmin Forerunner has that. Let's see. We got new iPod replacement is what they were saying. iPods. Remember iPods?
Oh,
used to be huge. Not huge, literally huge, but it was like, I remember when you had like several gigs and
they shrunk. Speaking of size, they shrunk down to like the nano or the micro, and it's like, I mean, who hasn't lost a regular sized iPod? If you've ever had an iPod, and then they got smaller on you and they just disappeared, basically.
Right.
And now they live in your iPhone.
So in addition to, obviously, storing music, it's also a great runner's watch. So they have the training modes right inside the watch. So you can get more training analysis about your workout and feedback about your run, especially if you're training for a specific event. Obviously, they have instead of a touchscreen, it has physical buttons, which apparently is what they say is more helpful for runners, which I get that.
Because you don't have to look down. You can kind of use the feeling of sensory.
Right. Exactly. So that's cool. But also, this has a little higher price range, $450 or $400 for a version without music playback. Versus $300 for their older version, apparently. Or their previous version, it looks like. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that was the Garmin, the Garmin new Forerunner GPS smartwatch.
I'm just going to say this because I have one that I really like, mm-hmm. but I feel like they're trying to play catch up with Apple Watch there. Because they came out with, there's already good, I don't know how the integration was between controlling music on your phone with your watch before, but the newest version, the third generation one, you can.
Right.
And I actually use it for that a lot. It's nice. Mm.
Yeah, so yeah, that's true. That's cool. All right, so what other category were you looking into for some stuff from CES?
So the other one is near and dear. It's sleep. Uh-huh. Because who can't, just appreciate a good night's sleep? And the scary facts are that, especially adults, I think there were some stats floating around the show that said something like, 40% of people between the ages of 25 and 50-ish, they get less than the recommended 7 hours of sleep per night. So, that's almost half of people are not sleeping enough.
Right.
And it's kind of like it's a variety of reasons and issues. So it seems like sleep products have been a huge thing, especially this year at CES. There's lots more consumer technology that is not just centered around monitoring your sleep. I feel like that's where technology has been. There's loads of apps, mm-hmm. tons of apps. Mm-hmm. There was actually, I think, Nokia or somebody came out with a sleep sensor that you can actually put on your bed. And then there's a corresponding app that helps you track your sleep. But me, I've seen the trackers. I know I'm a horrible sleeper. I'm mm-hmm. What the hell is a tracker going to do for me? Well, Philips, they're pretty damn smart when it comes to their personal care products. They actually came out with something called Smart Sleep. And it's the world's first and only clinically proven wearable solution to improve deep sleep quality for people who don't get enough sleep, aka me. Mm-hmm. So the technology behind this, the science behind this, is all about extending that deep sleep that you get into, which is the slow wave sleep. And I guess that it plays that particular sleep plays a really important role in helping reset our brains to be more alert and focused. Mm-hmm. So people who have poor sleep, you don't get enough of this really critical level of sleep. And what is that, the deep REM sleep or something like that? I don't know how that relates. So what the Philips solution to this is, the Smart Sleep solution, is that it has two sensors on it that actually detects when you are in this slow wave sleep time frame, and it actually will intervene, and it will use a custom tone or a sound or something, audio tones, I guess, that just help enhance the depth and duration of that slow wave sleep period. So it helps you actually stay in that slow wave sleep period longer. So you get a better, longer quality of rest. I think that's freaking brilliant. If that actually works, and I guess they said already 70% of the chronically sleep-deprived users who use this technology for just 2 weeks reported feeling less tired during the day.
Is this wearable? Do they have something they have to wear?
It's like a headband. And it's not I think when I think of sleep tracking and everything, we'll actually put some of the images of some of these items that we're talking about on our show notes mm-hmm. and on our Facebook page. So Philips made a bunch of images accessible, and they have, you know, some young, fit-looking guy putting on a headband, and you can apparently monitor all the results and stuff
right
via an app and everything. But it kind of looks like if you wear a backwards baseball cap, it kind of looks like that. So I think they went with as like low impact, low kind of look as possible. And then you can even see in the pictures, there's like two little sensors that just are the headband places in certain spots, looks like behind your ears.
Right.
For audio, makes sense.
Do they have a price point on this one?
Or is it still? Let me see. I'm pretty sure they do, because I'm pretty sure it's supposed to go on sale soon. I'm not sure. It was probably in one of the articles I read.
Yeah. Well, while you're looking for that, is it all right if I jump to one of mine from my category? Oh, never mind.
I found it.
She found it.
So it goes on sale this spring, and it is $399.99.
Surprisingly, it's not as much as I thought it was going to be.
No, and if you are like a really chronically poor sleeper, that is a small investment to get a good quality night's sleep.
Yeah, and think people, if you invest in if it actually works, a bed. Yeah, if it works. I mean, a bed is, we found out it's quite more than that if you get a nice quality bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have another one from your sleep category?
Well, not that I was super wowed with.
Right.
I mean, Sleep Number came out with another smart bed, the 360 smart bed. That supposedly, it kind of is more of like tracking. There's plenty of technology out there right. that tracks and, you know, supposed to adjust and I don't know. They said the one thing it says that it can detect when you're snoring and it adjusts your mattress position accordingly, which his name rhymes with Schmick.
You might need it.
Needs that.
You need it for yourself. Is that what you're saying?
No, not for my. I need that for myself in order to shut you up.
How dare you? It's a sanctity of marriage. It's supposed to be a secret between two married people.
Right. It's like a family joke.
How dare you? All right, so. So no more from the sleep category. There's some other stuff, like you said, that, you know, the apps and the pads and stuff like that. But that little tracker, that was cool. Yeah.
Anything that can keep you in a pretty interesting.
That really deep phase. That's good. Now, the last one we had were some health monitors was the other category that was on here. And as you guys can imagine, I'm sure, you know, you're familiar with health monitors. But they had some interesting ones. They actually had a blood pressure monitor that is a kind of a modification they put on a Motorola phone. Oh. So it's like a little kind of like a little time attachment you put on the back of the phone, and you put your finger in there, and it actually takes the blood pressure through your finger, kind of like that little sleeve you used to see at the drugstore. You used to put your arm in there when you were a little kid, and it squeezed your arm really tight.
Yeah.
So they have a little sleeve that goes on the back of your phone and actually measures your blood pressure pretty accurately.
Damn.
Yeah, and they also have, I think they also have one where it actually does the same for at night, where you can actually it's a wristband. Excuse me, it's a wristband. It's a watch you wear at night, and it will actually do the same thing. It'll inflate at periodically through the day to take your blood pressure, which is good for people to track hypertension, and also takes your heart rate. So taking your heart rate when you're sleeping and your blood pressure when you're sleeping is super important, because that can actually detect early detections if you're susceptible to strokes.
That's
so very important.
Impressive.
That wasn't through Motorola. I think that might have been through Garmin also. I saw it, but then I don't know where it went. So
there's so much technology.
Yeah, I would have to look again. But the other cool thing I saw came from NEMA. It's a peanut sensor.
It's actually
apparently a sensor that can pick up peanuts. It's a Bluetooth connected peanut detector that it tells you if there's traces of peanuts in your food. So obviously being peanut allergies is a big thing for a lot of people. Hopefully it's going to become less and less. Mm-hmm. Now with kind of the new prescription about trying to introduce kids to peanuts a lot sooner. But still it is it's a real thing that parents especially have to deal with children with peanut allergies. So detecting whether or not, there's peanuts in their food is a super important thing. So this is a little cool thing from NEMA, who apparently last year put out a gluten detector that essentially does the same thing. You put a little sample of your food in, and it'll tell you if it has gluten or not, which is super important for people that have celiac.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So yeah, I thought those were pretty cool. Two little cool health monitors. I think that's kind of the quick synopsis. God, I mean, obviously, yeah. You could just type CES into YouTube and then go down a serious rabbit hole.
Yeah, and I will say just like a couple other highlights is that Peloton announced, we put this on our Facebook page actually because we got the announcement pretty much simultaneously as it was being launched at CES, but they announced their new treadmill. So, and I think it's called the Tread.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a pretty impressive looking treadmill. And the price point is also reasonable considering it is a very fancy treadmill. But that was cool. But a lot of the stuff, it seems like this year, was very much about integration into the like smart technology like Alexa and Google's Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a tech nerd, then first of all, give me a holler because we have something in common. And secondly, you can definitely look for a lot more integration, I think, with any of the consumer electronics that you're getting in the future. Health, fitness, whatever, home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I tried to find that sauna. I saw some like home sauna thing that integrates. I don't know. It looks amazing.
Yeah. We're going to go over the benefits of sauna real soon. There's a lot of new research coming out, especially from one of my faves, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, about the benefits of essentially kind of the life-sustaining effects of sauna.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that in a future podcast.
In a future episode coming your way. So if you are also familiar with CES and you have some particular items, and goodness, if you actually went to CES and you saw these things in real life, then please let us know what you thought was really stand out. It doesn't even have to be health and fitness. Let's geek out over anything. I'm really ready for anything.
All right. Well, that's good. Give Shannon a holler. You guys nerds, unite.
Yes.
But always feel free to give us both a holler. You guys know our contact info will be on the outro. So please connect with us, and we'd love to hear from you. And I think that's all we have for this week.
Yep. Now we're going to go debate whether we're going to Gasparilla.
And we'll tell you.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right.
Find out on our Facebook.
There you go. All right, now that's a tease.
Yeah.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Arr.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? You and your fancy haircut.
Ready?
Yes.